It's Thursday, July 21st, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, Russia's Security Council recommended new measures against national and foreign religious groups deemed to have a negative impact in the country. Russia's President Vladimir Putin leads the council. Authorities fear that foreign states are using religion to interfere in the country's affairs. Over the last year, human rights organizations have warned of Russia's restrictions on religious freedom and freedom of worship. Protestants have faced the most repression under Russia's anti-missionary laws that limit public demonstrations of faith. Last Friday, the European Commission announced it is taking Hungary to the EU's highest court over the country's Children Protection Act. Hungary has refused to revoke the act, which bans the promotion of sexually perverted lifestyles to children in schools. On Tuesday, Hungarian lawmakers passed a resolution calling for EU member states to be able to veto legislation from the Union. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban stated last year, quote, "Here, Brussels bureaucrats have no business at all. No matter what they do, we will not let LGBTQ activists among our children," end quote. Proverbs 20, verse 8 says, "A king who sits on the throne of judgment scatters all evil with his eyes." Police in the UK dropped charges against a 76-year-old woman who was arrested and fined last year for praying outside an abortion mill. During lockdowns last year, Rosa Lalore was walking and praying near an abortion mill. A police officer stopped her to ask her why she was outdoors. The officer accused her of being there to protest. Police proceeded to arrest, detain, and fine her. Alliance Defending Freedom defended Lalore. Jeremiah Ignobly with ADF UK said, quote, "This follows a worrying trend in law enforcement, where individuals are routinely arrested simply because their views are considered to be controversial or offensive," end quote.
We won't go back!
We won't go back!
We won't go back!
We won't go back!
In violation
of our choice!
Our choice!
That is the sound of pro-abortion protesters outside the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday, reports ABC News. U.S. Capitol Police arrested 34 people during the pro-abortion protest. Among the arrests were 17 members of Congress, including Democrat Representatives Catherine Clark of Massachusetts, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Jan Schakowsky of Illinois. Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez put her arms behind her back for the cameras, pretending as though the police had handcuffed her, reports Fox News. However, she had never been handcuffed at all, as the New York Post documented in pictures. In fact, at one moment, she raised her right hand in triumph to fellow pro-abortion activists, revealing her little secret. Not surprisingly, though, lots of liberal media outlets showed pictures or video of Ocasio-Cortez with her hands behind her back as a police officer is escorting her, giving the clear impression, or misimpression, that she had been handcuffed. In her hollow defense, the leftist Democrat from New York tweeted, quote, "No faking here. Putting your hands behind your back is a best practice while detained, handcuffed or not, to avoid escalating charges like resisting arrest," end quote. The best practice when you're being detained is to put your hands behind your back, even if you haven't been handcuffed? That's news to the worldview. Otero County commissioners in New Mexico unanimously voted last Thursday to declare the county a sanctuary for the unborn, reports the Alamogordo Daily News. The resolution states, quote, "The dignity of every human being will be defended and promoted from life inside the womb through all stages of development in life up and until a natural death," end quote. Three cheers for District 1 Commissioner Gerald Matherly, District 2 Commissioner Coy Griffin, and District 3 Commissioner Vicky Marcotte. Take a moment and thank each one with a one-sentence email or give them a call through special links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The move to create a sanctuary for the unborn in that New Mexico county comes as New Mexico state leaders are expanding abortion. Over 100 churches in Florida are suing a regional body of the United Methodist Church as they attempt to leave the denomination over homosexual clergy and ceremonies. The departing churches take issue with the requirement for them to pay the UMC Florida Annual Conference a sum of money to keep their church properties. The churches represent 20% of the regional body and intend to join the theologically conservative Wesleyan Covenant Association. And finally, a Texas man is praising God 6 years after doctors told him he had just 2 months to live. In 2016, Israel Lemus was diagnosed with stage 4 glioblastoma, or a brain tumor. Doctors expected him to succumb quickly to the aggressive cancer the size of a golf ball. Lemus underwent 3 surgeries and every form of cancer treatment. His doctor said the disease is incurable, and the fact that Lemus has lived on for 6 years now is a mystery. Since the diagnosis, Lemus has gotten married, bought a house, and changed careers. His wife, Samantha, calls him her miracle. Lemus says it's 100% God.
Honestly, I'm thankful to God for every day. The first thing I do when I wake up and the last thing I do when I go to sleep is thank God for that day.
1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.